FAO has launched a set of free software tools in the hope that it will improve the way many developing countries monitor the state of their forests. Deforestation and forest degradation, which largely occurs in developing countries, are among the largest sources of carbon emissions globally caused by humans. The software, known as Open Forests, is designed to assist countries through the entire life cycle of a forest inventory. To explain more about why these tools are necessary is David Morales, a forestry officer with FAO in Rome. David, thank you for joining me.
Hi, Sandra. Thank you so much for inviting me.
What kinds of tools are included with this software, and what are these tools designed to do?
Well, first I have to define that Open Forest is not a tool per se. This initiative tried to provide kind of a place or platform where different tools, open source tools, can be shared, can be developed in a global context where different users can use it. We promote in the countries different way to set up data collection systems in an easy way. Even we have a mobile application where the users can take the data directly in the field with this mobile device. We have as well tools for analysis of the data from remote sensing, for example, and some tools for dissemination of the information we are providing.
And until now, what have countries working with FAO been using to monitor their forest sectors?
Well, in the market, there are different commercial systems that you can find. But in most of the countries where we had been, the countries were not able to afford the cost and the maintenance of this software, this commercial software.
FAO is announcing this platform as something of a game changer. How does it change the way forestry sectors in developing countries monitor their forests?
The nice idea with this initiative is that it will be the first time where the users can have this kind of open source tools where they can exchange, they can develop together the tools they need according with their own needs and make something that they feel they are their own product and facilitating process that sometimes were a little bit difficult. You know, the problem we have with the commercial software is the commercial are developed for a special purpose. And then when you want to adapt this to the needs you have, it will be a little bit costly and difficult.
For instance, update it for what needs?
Yeah, for example, sometimes you have countries where they decide to data in biodiversity and some software don't include the biodiversity or they include, for example, they want to have information about socioeconomic aspects. And then in this case, they need to ask the provider to develop all the requirements for collect this information. And Open Forest is specify your own needs and prepare your own reports and analysis depending of what you want to find and know what the private company defined for you.
So it's more of a self-tailored tool. You can create what you want so it benefits you.
Exactly. And then the idea is different users, for example, one person in China can develop a tool that can be easily used in Peru, for example, or the same tool can be readaptated and used in Africa and in Congo or whatever, just because different users are sharing this experience and this knowledge. As soon as they start to use the same procedures, then we will be more able to have more harmonization.
And how is deforestation and forest degradation critical to food security?
Well, the forest is part of an ecosystem, and this ecosystem is part of the landscape. And then we cannot see, for example, the agriculture sector without taking into consideration what the forest is and what the forest services are providing to the agriculture system. Of course, different elements or factors from this ecosystem will affect perhaps the water cycle, perhaps the nutrients. And of course, this will affect all the agriculture system we have in the surroundings of the forest. And it will affect food security.